But first, President Trump's tweet yesterday announcing, quote, the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military, end quote, caught the nation off guard. Secretary of Defense James Mattis was on vacation, and both lawmakers and news outlets were sent scrambling for answers. As the hours went on, more daylight emerged on possible motivations behind the surprise ban, and it might have something to do with the border wall. To explain, we have the co-writer of an article published by Politico, reporter Josh Dawsey. Josh, how did this connection between funding the border wall and transgender troops get started?
So a lot of the Republicans in Congress for a while now have been frustrated that taxpayer dollars are going to fund medical services and different programs for transgender soldiers. This has been kind of a looming concern over and over. They wanted to do something about it. They haven't been able to. And there was a holdup from the House Freedom Caucus led by Mark Meadows, a North Carolina Republican, on a defense appropriations bill that includes money for the border wall, among other things. And one of the things that they said was that if this wasn't handled, they would threaten to not vote for the appropriations bill for defense spending and the wall that the president would want it. They wanted the money stripped away from the spending bill for transgender medical services. President Trump, I think, went a little bit more even than they wanted and posted a tweet without a lot of consulting from, you know, top military officials and others in his administration that says, boom, no transgender people in the military at all. It had been a conservative push for a long time, but I think everyone was shocked that all of a sudden yesterday he just made this pronouncement, you know, without any sort of implementation guidance or without any sort of advance notice while his defense secretary, Mattis, was on vacation. It was pretty hectic, to say the least.
Well, your story even has a quote from a senior House Republican aide who said in an email, this is like someone told the White House to light a candle on the table and the White House set the whole table on fire.
Yes, and I think there was a lot of puzzling reaction on the Hill yesterday from Paul Ryan's office, Mitch McConnell's office. You know, to be clear, there are a lot of Republicans who are not a fan of, you know, providing money for those transgender folks in the military, and there are a lot of conservatives that, you know, are really opposed to having transgender people in the military. So the White House, as President Trump has been known to do, made quite a statement. It was a policy by tweet.
Josh, what is the Hartzler Amendment? What do we need to know about that?
The Hartzler Amendment was to strip out the funding for transgender medical services in the defense spending bill. I think there were a lot of Republicans who were kind of pushing for this amendment. I mean, it's a complicated amendment, but basically what she wanted was for, you know, the new spending on medical procedures, not an all-out ban on transgender people. From what we were able to report yesterday, had been asking over and over to talk to Mattis about it. Mattis, the defense secretary, had not been returning her calls. Representative Hartzler and some other Republicans took the issue straight to the White House, where I think President Trump was more receptive to moving quickly on this.
And how does all of this connect in some way to ultimately trying to get funding for what President Trump has wanted, the border wall? Initially, apparently he wanted Mexico to pay for it. He's been saying that a lot.
Right.
But now there's this. Is there, you know, plausible reasons to think that was connected to this also?
Well, the president and his team were determined to pass a spending bill because it included money for the wall to begin construction, to start putting the prep work to making it happen. And there were Republicans, including Mark Meadows, who leads the Freedom Caucus, who's saying, without these transgender limitations, we're not passing the spending bill. So the bill that would have given the president a big win on the wall, more money for defense, lots of other things that he could tout as political wins, wasn't going to happen unless some of these members were appeased. So it was kind of a hold up to the whole shebang, so to speak.
And Josh, finally, because we're talking about politics, there might be end runs, there might be red herrings, all sorts of these things. Was this, to some extent, President Trump's action as well? Because it doesn't look great at this point for Senate health care reform. Was this kind of a, I don't want to say a distraction, but some other way to get the headlines more positive for him as far as how his base feels about these things?
To some extent, yes. I think his base is also a little frustrated by this strange public shaming campaign of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is someone who's very popular with conservatives, and I think the president's repeated criticisms of the Attorney General have frustrated his base. I think there's some consternation on is based on the slow pace of immigration policies, including the wall, including ramped up deportations, including curbing refugees, you know, with the travel ban, failures in the court. I think there's some frustration there, and I think, you know, this is something that conservatives really wanted. Now, I don't want to overstate the frustrations among conservatives either. I think a lot of conservatives are broadly very happy with President Trump. You know, they've been tuning out kind of a lot of the Russia investigation and kind of the dysfunction within his administration, or saying, you know, this guy put Neil Gorsuch on the court. This guy is rolling back regulations. He's doing tax reform, trying to lower corporate taxes. So I don't think there's widespread frustration, but I do think, you know, on a lot of these issues, the conservatives want movement. They want action. They're saying, hey, we supported you. And when he comes out with an executive order or a tweet like this, it looks like decisive action that goes to precisely what they want.
That was Josh Dawsey, reporter from Politico. Now, it's no secret that building the border wall is unpopular with Arizona Democrats in the House.
This is nothing but a wall to support the ego of Donald Trump, to fulfill a campaign promise that he did to energize his base, and now we're going to waste taxpayer dollars on that.
That was Representative Ruben Gallego at a press conference outside the Capitol recently expressing his disapproval. But why haven't we heard of this connection between defense spending, which includes the wall, and transgender troop medical costs before? And is that really a motivation behind the president's tweet? Arizona Republican Representative Paul Gosar says this surprise announcement was actually a result of weeks of behind-the-scenes work.
This was actually orchestrated way in advance of any discussions about transgenders or those applications. So from that standpoint, I think that's pretty bogus. I think people are trying to tie A to Z when it goes through Mars. So I don't think there's a relationship.
And the show will continue to follow the story as it develops.